Krishna, welcome to Krishna Consciousness Program. And once again, we'd like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway. And there we will be holding a very special program today. But before that, I wish everyone a very Krishna Conscious New Year. We are now beginning of a Hindu New Year calendar. Today we'll be celebrating Gau Puja, worshipping the cow, and the Govardhan Puja, worship of the Govardhan Hill, starting at 11:30. Please come along and make sure you are there on time so that you do not miss out anything. Remember, Gau Puja is not possible anywhere else in New Zealand except for the temple. So please come along and do your worship of the cows and also join us in the Govardhan Puja. Remember, it starts at 11:30. So join us on time. I'm going to continue with the Ramayana episodes. Remember, last week I left at the moment where KK's maid Mantra tries to convince her that it's all doomed for KK now. And hearing her KK started thinking which intelligent woman would be happy with the fortune of a stepson. A stepson and a co-wife are a woman's primary enemies. KK Mantra continues, wise people say that one should deal with fire and enemies right away. Your timely action will not only save you and your son, but also me from reaching the state of poverty. If not, very soon you will become Kaushalya's maidservant along with us, and your son will become Rama's servant. Rama's wives will be happy to see him in this position of respect and power, and your daughter-in-law will become sad to see Bharat wane like the moon and slowly fade away into oblivion. Mantra chose her words wisely, ensuring that she drove home her point. KK mustered all her kindness and composure to convince Mantra about her understanding of Ram. Mantra, stop spreading all this twiddle. I know Ram more than I know myself. He has a mountain of gem-like qualities. He is trained by his elders to act righteously. He only speaks the truth, and his conduct is stainless and clean. He will not abuse his brothers with his position. In fact, he will serve and protect them like a kind father. Not only that, O Hunchback One, Ram is Dasrath's eldest son. Suryavamsi, or the solar race, is like a peacock, and it follows the laws laid down by Manu closely. In the solar lineage, the eldest son of the king inherits the throne in a pride of peacocks. Though the hens lay many eggs simultaneously, only the eldest one grows wings and the earliest. No one can change nature. You cannot prevent Ram from ascending to the throne as much as you cannot prevent the eldest peacock from spreading its wings first. Mantra, if anyone else had spoken this word instead of you, I would have slit the head, tongue of that person. You are actually our enemy, my sons and mine. The reality is that Ram saves me more than my own son does. I would even go to the extent of saying that he actually saves me more than he saves his own mother, Kaushalya. Why should I be envious of such an adorable boy? Mantra argued, O slender-waisted KK, if everything is as innocent as you say, then tell me, why did Dasrath send Bharat away, and why is he crowning Ram in his absence? Did you even think about that? You can't, KK, because you are innocent. The only explanation is fear. Bharat is the only competition for Ram. In fact, he has equal rights to the throne. Lakshman and Sasrunga are both too young to compete for the throne. Only Bharat is closer to Ram by age. Besides, the crafty Ram has wisely won over Lakshman, and the young boy will not utter a word in opposition. Sasrugan is no equal entity anyway, so no one will bother about his opinion. Bharat is equipped with finer qualities than Ram to rule the kingdom, and Dasrath and Ram both know it all too well. No wonder then that they are rushing to finish the coronation tomorrow itself, without Bharat getting a hint of it. KK was now convinced that Mantra was unnecessarily worked up about Ram's coronation. She was hopeful Ram would hand over the reign of his kingdom to Bharat after countless years of ruling. And since that joyful moment was sure to come in her lifetime, why should she look at Ram's coronation in a negative way now? Mantra could not believe her ears. How daft can this woman be? Her mistress was not as blessed with intelligence as she was with beauty. Thus far, it was KK's beauty that had got her success. But now, if any success were to be achieved, it would need more than just beauty. Now, more than ever in the past, Mantra felt that she had to be KK's intelligence. Now was the time for this intellect to act sternly and decisively. This decision had been made. Now, no matter what it takes to enthrone Bharat, it will be done. Taking a long and deep sigh of despair, Mantra spoke to the naive Kaikeyi. My dear innocent queen, kingship is always offered for a lifetime. With the coronation of Ram, your son's claim to the throne will be wiped for out. Be wiped out forever. After Ram, his descendants will occupy the throne. What Bharat will give his prognosis to in its eternal and eternal servitude to the descendants of Ram. Yours will be a seventh clay chain tied mercilessly to the legs of the throne of Ayodhya. If, as you say, the senior most person should be king, then why is Dasarath making Ram king when he is still alive? Generally, kings do not choose the right candidate to rule the kingdom carefully. They merely mechanically pick their eldest son. If this system were allowed to prevail in your son's case, then Bharat will surely become an orphan in his own kingdom, or be sent to some other kingdom, or worse, die a miserable death. Mantra was like poison without an antidote, untreatable with medicine or magic. She was determined to destroy KK's consciousness with the poison in her mind. She said, "Hear me, KK. There are three reasons why you should follow my advice. The first will save you, the second will save your son, and the third will save your father. Okay, KK, hear my first reason careful. It will save you. Follow my advice if you do not want to live a life of insult and poverty. All your life you have been proud and vain, knowing that your beauty is controlled, has controlled the king. This arrogance has often led you to hurl unlimited insults at Kaushalya, some knowingly and many unwittingly. You have always considered Dasarath a plaything. All these years Kaushalya has been at the receiving end and had withdrawn to a state of self-pity, neglected by the king and with minimal facility. But don't you think she is a fool? She has been sharpening the sword named Laram by making him Dasarath's favorite. Now that the sword is sharp and drawn, it will plunge into you back tomorrow morning. Once Ram is installed as the king, Kaushalya will avenge every insult and disrespect you have shown her in the past. Can you withstand your co-wife's domination? And can you bear to be her maid? The egoistic person that you are makes me think that you'd rather embrace death than play second fiddle. Try to understand your pitiable future, KK. If the poor come to you for a favor, what will you give them? Will you beg of Kaushalya to appease them? Or would you rather die of shame? Just imagine, when your father or relatives come to ask you for a favor, what will they think when they see that all the wealth belongs to your co-wife and that you need to beg from her to help them? The second reason why you should take my advice is because it will save your son from disaster. Although you are Bharat's mother, you have been so busy enjoying the political luxuries and comforts of all your life that you never took time out to pay any attention to your son. You allowed Bharat to spend more time at his uncle's place than in Ayodhya, because of which Dasarath has love lost for him. Kaushalya never allowed Ram to be out of his father's sight, and hence the king has such deep affection for him. If a tree marked to be felled is covered by the prickly Ishika grass, there is a chance it will be saved from being cut. Likewise, had Bharat stayed in Ayodhya more often, Dasarath may have supported him. Your foolishness will result in Ayodhya's history ignoring your son and all his descendants. But that's not the only concern. When Ram becomes the king, he and Lakshman will protect each other because they are inseparable, like the Ashwini Kumaras, these celestial demigod twins. That will not be the case with Bharat. Ram will hunt him down like a lion hunts down an elephant. I would advise you to rather send Bharat directly from his uncle's kingdom to the forest, because that would be a much safer place for him than Ayodhya. The animals in the jungle would definitely be kinder to him than Ram. Oh Bharat, how unfortunate you are, my dear. Your father is cruel and partial. Your mother is also cruel and unmindful of your impending troubles. Oh Prince, you unparalleled beauty, Vala, charming youthfulness, boundless energy, rare skills in archery and impeccable virtues, are as useless today as split nectar. Bereft of these comforts and luxury, how will you be able to live a life of poverty? KK, at least now understand that Ram is your enemy. Send him to exile and secure all the comforts for your son. The third reason that I am about to mention would never have crossed your mind, but it will save your father from calamities. The decision to make Ram king bows nothing but debt for your father. Your father, Ashwapati, has always lived in fear of Janak, the king of Mithila, and your father's sworn enemy. But so far, Janak had not attacked your father's kingdom, Kekaya, only because of obligation towards Dasarath. But when Ram becomes king, Janak will become all the more powerful by virtue of being his father-in-law, and will definitely take over your father's kingdom at the first opportunity. You surely cannot expect Ram to do anything, because he has no real relation of love for your father. So is your father protected then? What will you do to protect him? Will you keep quiet? Did you know that Dasarath has called the whole world for Ram's coronation tomorrow morning, except your father and Sita's? He knows of their enmity, and as of now, he does not want that to come to the fore till after the coronation. Once that is over, he will hardly be bothered. KK, you are surrounded by schemers. Wake up! Savior, bravo, bravo, oh beautiful one. Indeed, you have saved me from falling headlong off a cliff. It seems that the safe rug named Dasarath has been pulled from under my feet, and I am falling into a bottomless pit named Kaushalya, just as I was about to meet death. Oh Mantra, you have come as an angel to my rescue. I do not see better well-wisher than you for me and my son in all the three worlds. I have treated you as a maid so far, when I should in fact have been treating you as a confidant. My illusion is now shattered. I am ready to follow your advice. Guide me. O noble one, be my guiding stick as that for the blind. Guide me with your wisdom. Gift me potent magic to make my son the king of Ayodhya, and spell doom to the shameless Kaushalya and his son. Finally, Mantra has succeeded in her attempts. She spoke with a knowing smile. The gift that you are looking for lies in your past, okay? Good deeds done in the past can come handy during calamities. In this most tragic moment of your life, your past good deeds will become the saving grace. Many years ago, when you had married Dasrath, you had told me a story about your heroism. You may have forgotten it, but I remember every tiny detail, almost as if it had happened just yesterday. I have kept this in my mind because of my love for you, and I knew that this information would be crucial one day. Remember the battle between Dasrath and the Lord of Magic, Sambhasu, also known as Timidwaj. You have valiantly insisted Dasrath by being his charioteer. On two occasions during that battle, you had saved Dasrath's life. Once when you drove him away from the battle scene after he became unconscious, wounded by enemy arrows, and next when you daringly and painstakingly braced his loose chariot wheel just as it was about to come off, out of genuine gratitude and stemmed from intense appreciation for your sacrifice, Dasrath had offered you two boons. At that time, O Queen, you had no unfulfilled desires, therefore you chose to claim these boons at a later date. The time to claim what is rightfully yours has come, the boons and the kingdom. Mesmerized, KK said, Mantra, how do you remember something that happened so many years ago? I had forgotten about it. Tell me now, I am excited to hear what more goodies are stored in your hunchback. It definitely is a storehouse of thousands of astounding tricks that can challenge Sambhasura's supernatural illusion. Oh, blessed Mantra, your hunch is actually like the magic box full of super excellent thoughts and solutions. I am sure you have a solution to all of Ayodhya's problems. Mantra excitedly began sharing more of the ideas with her mistress. KK, these two boons will destroy Kaushalya and build your fortune. For the first boon, ask Dasrath to make Bharat the king of Ayodhya instead of Ram. And for the second, ask him to send Ram to exile to the forest for 14 years. These 14 long years of Ram's absence from Ayodhya will help Bharat win the confidence of the citizens through his intimate interaction. Ram will slowly lose his position in the hearts of people, just as new leaves replace old ones after winter. Once replaced, no one remembers the old leaves. To convince Dasrath to agree to your grant you these wounds, you have to face to weaken his heart. A weak heart cannot analyze. He will then be compelled to give in to you your desires. To weaken his heart, I suggest that you enter the sulking chamber, Krodhagraha, or room of anger, and lie down on the empty floor in a disabled condition. As soon as Dasrath enters the dark room in search of you, begin to sob and wail unceasingly. Do not even look above toward Dasrath. Do not care for the petty facilities and riches of diamonds, gold, and other valuables that Dasrath may offer you with the desire to pacify you. The moment you see that he is completely helpless and is agitated enough to do your bidding, remind him of his two boons and narrate your desire to claim them now. Relieved that you have finally expressed your need, he will rush into promising you anything you want. That's when you should plunge the two daggers into his heart. Throne for Bharat and 14 years exile for Ram. Make sure you ask Dasrath to send Ram to the forest. If he is exiled, only then will happiness will come your way. For as long as he stays in Ayodhya, your happiness will remain exile. KK's eyes sparkled with joy. She was certain this idea would yield the desired result. Her innocent smile took the shape of a sinister smirk. Wondrous poisoning was complete. KK's consciousness was dead. KK began showering Mantra with effusive praise, thanking her profusely for saving her from calamity. She crooned, "The hunchbacked are generally said to look at their bodies wrapped and unpleasant. Oh Mantra, but you are an exception. You, unlike other hunchbacks, seem like beautiful lotus bent by the breeze. The beauty of your navel is shyly hidden from the world." Your thin waist encircled with a golden belt swings with your graceful movements, creating a opulent music. Like the royal swan, you glide gracefully on your long legs, hidden within the folds of a beautiful silk sari. So will you stop there? Remember the Gau Puja and Govardhan Puja at the temple today.
Krishna Hare.